You've already heard from Cameron Bagri on the OCR announcement tomorrow. The other big financial news will be the global dairy trade auction. Since March 15, 9 of the last 10 auctions have been down. We've dropped about 25% in the past 3 or 4 months. Where's it going to go tonight? Well, Nathan Penny from Westpac says minus 2%. My next guest, Mike McIntyre, head of derivatives at Jarden, says minus 4%. But Mike, it could have been much worse.
Afternoon, Jamie. Yeah, that's right. So we saw some speculation in the market yesterday afternoon regarding some bans on New Zealand and Australian agricultural products into China. So, I mean, obviously, things have really been tight in the last, well, as you said, 2-3 months in regard to getting product or getting orders from China. So, I mean, I think that's just what have compounded things.
Now, was this rumour of a ban of meat products from Australia and New Zealand, was it off the back of foot and mouth, or was it off the back of geopolitical tensions, or a bit of each?
I think it all boils down to geopolitical at the end of the day. So whatever excuse is used or whatever reasons given, given we don't actually have an incident of foot and mouth in either New Zealand or Australia, becomes largely irrelevant. So as I said, it sort of started off as just a rumour, and we pick up on those all the time. But the AFR picked it up last night. So initially it was pretty wide-reaching. You know, it included all agricultural products. By the time the AFR picked up on the article and did a bit more fact-checking, it seemed to relate more just to beef.
So it's very much a shot across the bow.
I think so. You know, we've seen tensions ratchet up ever since Nancy Pelosi made her visit to Taiwan. And then obviously there's been additional discussion about senators making a trip there later in the month. And then, you know, an Australian trade delegation was talked about as well. So I think China's very much asserting its authority and its importance in regard to agricultural trade in this part of the world.
Why would Australia risk poking the bear? Is it because they can afford to, because the Chinese need their iron ore and their coal regardless?
I think so. I think they're taking sort of the moral high ground in the Pacific in terms of China's interest in, or growing interest in, that part of the world. But yes, their major exports, being coal and iron ore, are a lot more important to China than, say, some of their exports that they've been willing to sacrifice. You know, we've seen barley exports, crayfish, wine, all quite heavily hit, but they've been able to find other markets. So I think they're fairly confident that in the case of iron ore and coal, that there's going to be demand from that part of the world for a number of years to come.
Can we afford to poke the bear? Because we haven't got iron ore or coal to back us up.
Well, no, and I mean, China is overarching in terms of our single market for wholemeal powder, especially. You know, over 50% of our exports go that way. So, especially where we are in the season, just things are starting to get going and starting to ramp up. So, you know, from an export point of view, it would seem a silly move to make. And you know, we've obviously got to be very careful that we walk that fine line. But you know, it's important that we maintain that balance.
Mike, GDT auction tonight, you're saying down 4%. Nathan Penny's saying down 2%. He incidentally reckons it's going to come right in October. Do you concur with him there?
A lot of water to go under the bridge until October. So hopefully it comes right ahead of then. The reason I'm saying 4% is there's a lot more volume on the auction than what there was in previous years. It's just the way in which the sales platform's been set up. We had a sneak preview last week, obviously, with Pulse, which was a small indication of where the market was seeing things. I think post that auction, you know, things have deteriorated a little bit in terms of international trade. So, you know, that's why I've settled on the 4%. But, you know, really 2% or 4%, it could easily fall somewhere in between as well.
So anyone who got in and went and traded derivatives or futures or whatever you call it with Jarden at over $10 must be laughing all the way to the bank, Mike.
Yeah, I think so. But, you know, we talked about this earlier. You know, this product's been going for 6 years, so it's not a case of trying to pick the tops or the bottoms. It's you know, a case of establishing points and where you're going to be comfortable and setting an effective milk price. So, you know, a $10 milk price would have been very similar to an $8 milk price a few years ago, just given where farm working expenses and interest costs have gone in that time. So, yeah, I think those people will be sitting back in a situation where they're relatively comfortable. But it's a long season, so who knows what happens from here on in.
How long is a piece of string? As Cameron Bagri said also, you know, it's the sleep at night test. A bit of risk mitigation. It's good financial planning if you ask me. Hey, Mike McIntyre from Jarden, always appreciate your input to the country because you're a useful guide to me every second week when I drop you a text and ask you what's going to happen with the GDT. And to be fair to you, you've been pretty much on the money for the past couple of weeks. Tonight, I hope you're wrong and I hope Nathan Penny's right.
Yeah, well, I do too as well. So, you know, it'd be nice to see things turn around and start to improve from here. So that'd be great.
Cheers.
Thanks, Jamie.